Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this, your presence, Lord God, as we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to share your word with your awesome people, Lord God, and we thank you for what we're about to encounter tonight. And Lord God, we magnify and we give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for your matchless presence, Lord God. There's none like you, Lord God, and we thank you for what you're about to do in this hour. And Lord, we thank you. We submit ourselves into your presence, Holy Spirit, and we thank you. Jesus, increase in us that we decrease now in Jesus' name. In your matchless name, we thank you right now for your word. Thank you, Lord God, for even the listeners tonight. Let them receive what they desire to receive tonight, that they need, Lord God. You know where they are tonight, and we thank you that your word will find them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for your awesome and your mighty, and we thank you for what you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this encounter in your presence tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. For it's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Eagles in Flight Hour tonight. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree, and also with Apostle Amelia's Prophet Selena Dupree. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity to come before you as we're excited about what Jesus is doing in this hour. We're looking forward to what he's about to do tonight, what we're about to encounter in his presence. Last week, we actually started last week on talking about relationship, and we had a great time. Praise God for what he unveiled to us and how he ministered to our hearts about relationship, even pertaining to marriage and how it all works together, our relationship with God, amen, and how we have to keep it tight and how we have to stay in his presence. And even looked at a few people, examples of their relationship and how their relationship made the difference in their lives, with Daniel and some other ones, and different people who, through intimacy with God, it produced something. It produced a closeness, a oneness with God. Amen. And this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to know him. He wants us to have intimacy with him. Amen. That's not something that happens. It doesn't happen once a year or once every week that you talk to God and this happens. No, this happens from consistent, diligently seeking him. Hebrews 11:6 tells us, God, without faith, it is impossible to please him. That he who comes to God must realize or know that he is, and they that and he must know they that diligently seek him. So we have to, by diligently seeking him, you know, as far as constantly his face and as much as you can, and even just talking to God throughout the day, any relationship has to have some relations going on. There's no, without relation, any relation, there's no relationship. Amen. There's nothing that has been established. Amen. But we must know him by our spending time with him and just getting into his presence and just allowing him just to be God all by himself. So, amen. So we're going to go into that tonight, and we're going to finish that thought on that tonight as far as relationship. Amen. I mean, you know, it's so much to relationship. We could spend hours and days and, you know, so much time on relationship, but it's a lot of things we'll learn as we kind of go along in our walk with him. You know, he's going to begin to share more and more with us. I found that the more I begin to talk to him, the more he begin to talk to me, the more I, you know, be patient, the more I become patient to be in his presence, the more he begins to speak and deal with my heart, even openly, you know. And once I'm out of his presence, as far as out of my prayer time, when I'm going through my day, he begin to speak and he begin to deal with my heart about certain things. I could talk to him and he relayed back. So all of this is very important for us to understand that, you know, our relationship must be established through relations, amen, with the Father. Before we go any further, I just want to give you a number to call in for those who may have questions or have a request of prayer, or just, you know, even somebody needs salvation, be rededicated back to the Lord. Through that number is 347 945-5416, 345-5416. And if you wish to speak to us, match number one. Amen. And put you in the queue box. Glory to God. Amen. So we're gonna start actually. Let's look at. And let's start at John chapter 14. John chapter 14, and we want to look at verse 20. At that day you shall know him. You shall know. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you. From off the top, we've seen here where there's an abiding, there's a communion going on, there's a common relationship as far as there's time being spent, you know, and then also there's something being established here. He said at a certain time, or I guess after a series of things happening, you should know that I am in my Father, you in me, I in you. So something was established right there. There's a connection. And your relationship should birth a strong connection with God. If your relationship is not birthing a strong connection with God, then we have to check our connection. If obviously the connection is not being made somewhere and we're not connecting, it's not firing on all cylinders. If something is going on, something is not working the way it needs to work. Verse 21 says, He that have my commandments and keep them, he it is that loveth me. So here he's pointing to with the relationship also that obedience is involved with the relationship. If I love him the way I say I do, I will obey him. I will keep his commandments. I won't be so quick to allow something to come to cause me to break that commandment, break that connection with him. You know, relationship is having that connection and not allowing anything to come in between to break that connection. And that's what he wants us to do, have that connection with him, establish it, and keep that connection. Let nothing separate us from his love. Let nothing come in between that. Let nothing break that concentration there. Amen. So he goes on to say, and keepeth them, and it is he that loved me, and he that loved me shall be loved of my Father. So in you loving Jesus, in you loving him, he, the Father, also is going to be loving you because you chose to love him. You made this conscious decision. So you know what? I could just not show my love to him, but at the same time, I want this relationship. Because I want this relationship, I'm going to pursue by following through with love and, you know, and by being obedient. When we choose to be disobedient, we break the connection. That's what sin does. Sin disconnects us from his presence. Sin causes a gap there in our walk with him. That's why it's very important for you to keep your connection with God no matter what you're going through, no matter what's going on. Don't take it out on God, whatever it is that you're facing. You may be going through a hard time right now, and it's very, very convenient or even very tempting sometimes to take it out on God and blame God for it. But we have to understand that sometimes in our life, because our relationship with God is what it is, trials and tribulations is going to come to every man. And sometimes we just have to know how to just endure. Hardness is a good soldier. No matter how, you know, in his, that relationship, that connection with him helps us, and it causes us to be connected even in those dark times. You know, even like in Psalm 23, it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he's with me. So because of that relationship with him, because I'm connected with him, I can stand through my dark times. I can still have a yet praise in my mouth when things aren't going right. I still can worship him in spirit and truth, even though my heart may be broken. See, and me being in his presence is going to bring forth healing because I'm learning to cast my cares unto the Lord because he cares for me. Without a relationship, I can do many casting, but he ain't hearing. He's not here. But so as I'm learning more about him, as I'm becoming more established in my walk with him, I'm allowing him to minister to my heart. Now he's getting closer to me. I'm closer to him. There's a stronger connection. And that when the storm is over, I should know him like I've never known him before. See, you sometimes if we don't go through anything, sometimes we won't know him. Because we don't, if sometimes it's left up to us out of convenience, some of us won't even talk to God until something goes on. And that which is not good, that it has, something has to happen in order for you to say, well, Lord, this is me again. No, Lord, he wants you to talk to him when everything is going good, when you're not under the fire, under hell's fire. So once again, that number is to call in for those who may need to ask a question or anything, or just is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, matched one to put in the cue box.
Another thing with that connection is that, is of course, Pastor Marcus mentioned that your connection can be broken because of sin, because that separates you from God. You know, even when Jesus had to take on our sin, God had to turn his back on him because God is not going to be in the presence of sin. But another major issue that breaks our connection is really it's selfishness, self-centeredness, because in a relationship, it's not one-sided, and you are going to have to make some sacrifices. If we think about our natural relationship, you know, when you are dating someone or even just friends with someone, you can't have your way all the time. There are going to be times that in a relationship that you say, okay, well, we'll do your thing this time, or we'll go here this time. Just with, even just with friends, you know, you can't always get the choice. And sometimes you agree on choices, and then other times, even in friendships with, you know, your girlfriends or your guy friends or whatever, there's a submission that takes place, and you don't mind because that's your friend. You love them. You want them to have their way sometimes, you know. And so it's the same thing in a relationship with a God. If you are a self-centered, self-seeking, everything is about you, then you're not going, because usually when it's everything about me, you're not thinking spiritual. It's your flesh. You know, if your flesh doesn't feel like praying, then you won't pray. If your flesh wants to, you know, do no prayer, you're not going to pray. If your flesh decides that, you know, you're too tired to do whatever, then you're going to, that's self-centeredness. You're going to always side with your flesh if you're a vain, self-centered person. And that automatically breaks connection. Because if you think about a natural relationship, who wants to be in a relationship with someone that everything has to always be what they think? Everything has to go their way. We always have to go to the places you like. We always have to watch the movies you want to watch. We always have to talk about the things that you want to talk about. If I decide I want to talk about another topic, there's a big issue in our relationship, and you're mad and you're pouting and you're acting like a two-year-old having an adult tantrum because it doesn't go your way. No one wants to be in a relationship with someone that never considers the other person. And so God does not feel any way different. He doesn't want to be around people that it's all about what they want and they're never willing to sacrifice and do what God is telling you to do. You know, he is the ultimate almighty God. So this is not like a person. You have to realize that it's not a decision of, you know, we can go with my friend and maybe right or wrong. If God is saying it, it's the right thing to do. It's just a matter of you deciding that you're going to submit. It's a matter of you deciding that you're going to hear what thus says the Lord and do it and not be selfish. Amen.
Amen. Even as we remember once again that Hebrews 11:6 tells us, but without faith it is impossible to please him. Without faith in God it's impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So even as when it comes down to seeking him, you know, we got to make sure that our heart motive is right. It's not, it shouldn't just be just like I said, just for what we want or just because we want something right now. Just imagine you have a friend for as well too. Only time you look for them is only when you want something.
any other time when everything's going good, he can't find you. You don't call, you don't say nothing, but every time, the only time you see him, they're in trouble. Oh, I need you, buddy. You know you're my best friend. You know we've been friends since second grade, and we, you see, but why are you going to give this story only when it's convenient, when you need something? Other than that, I want to hear from you. Matter of fact, I don't know you exist. You might not, you know, it's time out for trying to prostitute God. You know, we can't, you know, just come get God when we want to feel like get stuff from God. Come on now. You know, we have to look at the thing from a different perspective. That's not a relationship.
That's just convenience. You know, for something like trying to make God out of our convenience, and that's not what God wants us to do. That's definitely not what he wants us to do. Because he wants us to know him. He wants, like Adam, he didn't force himself on Adam. But Adam had the freedom and the right to actually get to know him. And that's what he wants us to do as well. So we just have to remember that. Amen. Let's make sure that we seek him diligently, but make sure our heart is pure and our motive is just not to get something from God. Amen. Now back at John chapter 14, amen, we're going to look at verse 21. The second part of this is, and okay, he that is loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be the love of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. If we want to see the presence, the manifestation of God, we want to see the presence of God be manifested in our life, it's going to come through relationship. When we walk in our obedience and we walk in a mindset to please him, and, you know, I've been teaching a series called Going from Village to Kingdom Mentality. Okay, a kingdom mindset. And, you know, we've been, you know, experiencing this thing, you know, how God wants us to come on up in our way of thinking. You know, come on out of the stinking thinking and, you know, just come on up. Come on up to par. Because, you know, we have to renew our mind according to the word of God. And we can't actually, you know, renew our mind we can't renew our mind if we're not reading the word. It's not going to happen. If we don't continue to read the word and spend time in his presence, pray and seek his face, you know, and just knowing who we are to him, knowing how this connection is real, we won't see or experience God like the way we need to. And this is why God wants us, that he wants to know us on a personal basis. So he said, I love him, I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. If we want to see a greater manifestation of God, we need to grow stronger in our relationship. See, remember this, the more you spend time in the secret, the more he blesses you openly with his presence, the more he began to show himself strong. You know, my wife could, if I got close to her or she got close to me and she rubbed against me, my cologne would rub off on her. And she come around you and you smell the cologne, you'd be like, wait a minute, what? You smell like your husband. You must have been close to him. You know, people could be able to tell that she was in my presence. She was in actually, you know, actually, she was real close to me because my scent of my cologne is rubbed off on her. Well, the same way with God. God, what God wants you to do is to get into his presence and allow him to rub himself, smear himself all on you, that people should know that you were in his presence. It's something about that contact with God that sets everything up and makes a difference. When we begin to get in his presence, you know, people begin to tell some things that are different about us. We begin to walk with the glow because why? His presence has smeared itself all upon us. And now with that presence comes power. But it comes through relationship. See, when we get the relationship, the power automatically comes. So we don't have to seek power. That's going to come as he trusts you. As God can be able to trust you, he's going to manifest himself to you. That's why what you do in a private, he's going to reward you openly. You spend time with him in the quiet, talk to him in your secret place, and when you're in the open, when you pray for someone or whatever the case may be, his presence begin to show up, manifest in a greater play at a greater on a greater plane than they ever did before. You'll be surprised by spending time in his presence, and the next time you pray for someone, my God, the presence of God comes so strong and some great things begin to happen. But why? How did this happen? This happens by spending time in his presence, by having developing that relationship with him, a connection, that connection, having that God connection with him. And see, the stronger the connection, the greater the manifestation. Let me say that again. The stronger the connection, the greater the manifestation. Let me say that one more time for your holy mind. The stronger the connection, the greater the manifestation. And see, that's why it's very important for us to have a strong connection with God. Walk diligently with him. Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God. How? Being by a relationship. He had such a relationship with God that he didn't even see death. Walk right on out here. Amen. So God is faithful and he's just. So, you know, that's how it is sometimes. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to have a desire to be with him. You don't want to be with someone who don't have a desire to be with you. Amen. You want to be with that person to feel the same way. And they enjoy being in your presence. Amen. So as we go any further, Judas said to him, now Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? See, he didn't understand. How is he going to manifest himself to me and not to the world at the same time? Well, the world don't know him because the world don't want to know him. See, the light scatters darkness. The darkness don't want to see light. Every time the light comes, it scatters. So we have to realize, you know, we're going to experience him and get to know him by spending time with him. And he's going to manifest himself to us because we spend time in. We put time in. We've been constantly and diligently seeking his face. So because of that, the reward is more of God. Amen. Glory to God. So once again, that number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. It matched the number one to get in the queue box. Question mark.
You know, when we spend that time with the Lord, it's easier for us to understand the mysteries of the Word of God. You know, some people say that they really don't understand. They don't read the Word a lot because it's hard to understand. You have to break that within yourself. And as you continue in the Word, as you continue to build that relationship, you know, God will reveal more. But he can't reveal more if you're not in that time with him. It's just like us with our children. You know, there are certain things at certain ages that they're taught, that at certain stages that they're taught. A child that's 2 years old, there are concepts and things that if you try to explain it to them, they wouldn't know what it is. They wouldn't know how to handle it. But as they continue to grow, as they continue to develop, you can reveal pieces and bits at a time. And so if you find yourself in a situation where it seems like, you know, you're not getting it, you're not understanding, you need to be consistent. And as the Lord sees that you're growing, he'll know that you're able to handle certain things from the Word. He'll show you and he'll open your eyesight to it. The Lord will take in relationship, you know, God will take one scripture, and this year he'll show you many things in that scripture. And next year, because you've grown so much, he'll take that same scripture and just illuminate your mind with something so revolutionary, just totally, you know, eye-opening that you never saw it a year before because you really weren't mature enough. You weren't ready to hear that mystery in the Word of God. But because of your relationship and your diligence and consistency to spend time with the Lord, he can trust you with more things. And so he can reveal more things to you. Because in that, you know, when you get that information, you'll know when not to pass on certain things. That's where that trust comes in. There are things that I'll share with my 10-year-old that she definitely can't share with her 2-year-old because, first of all, the 2-year-old wouldn't understand it. And at 10 years old, she understands that this is for her age group and she can hold it. You know, if we give something to a 2-year-old, we all have experienced it as parents. You know, there's certain things you don't tell the little ones if it's supposed to be a surprise for a parent because the little one is going to walk in the house and say, Mommy, we're making a card for you. Okay, they don't understand that is to be held. So someone else, the older children know that it's to be held. So certain things we don't even tell the little ones that we're doing because they don't know how to hold it. We only give that privilege to the older, mature kids because they know how to hold it. And it's the same thing with God. And if he gave you some things in the Word of God that you're not ready for, you're going to blurt it out. You're going to get discouraged because you'll run into people that will tear it down and will make you think that you didn't hear from God, and you wouldn't know how to combat that. You wouldn't know how to handle it. So that consistency in relationship also reveals the mysteries of the gospel to you.
Amen. Amen. That's how we get to know him as we continue to spend that time. Once again, that relationship, when we talk about, we're talking about a reflection of a relationship. What do we see in this reflection of a relationship, especially a relationship with God? What are some things that's going to come out of this relationship? What is the benefit of the relationship with God? So that's why we have to actually see and understand what God is trying to show us. And in knowing what God is trying to show us, how do we stay connected with him? And what is also the benefits of our connection with him? As we go to Psalm, let's go one more verse. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him and will come unto him and make our abode with him." That's Solomon of a permanent place to stay with. You, when you talk about someone making an abode, that means they're staying, you know what, we're settling here and we're going to be with you, we'll dwell with you. Come hell or high water, we're going to still be here, you know, as long as we're connected. As long as you want me here. And that's another thing too. You know, you need to want God there. You know, if you want God in your life, then you ought to respect his presence in your life. When you respect his presence in your life, he will remain in your He will remain there. He is not going to leave you, don't forsake you. You know, but if you don't want his presence, if you don't want him there, then you, if you get into a bunch of stuff, a bunch of sin, and you begin to walk away from him, then okay, then you're not giving him anything to work with to stay there. You know, so we want to make sure that through our connection with him, that he remains with us. Let's look at Psalm 91. This is a good reflection of a relationship with God. One of my personal favorites, and it really keeps you grounded when you think about it. I just love how God just really makes it plain on this here. Glory to God. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I mean, there was so much just said in that one verse there that makes it so plain that a relationship with God would do this for you. He said, he that dwells, that means remain, stay, live, or it means live and stay in the secret place. That secret place. Now, the key is about a secret place. You know, a lot of times it's our closet. It could be a certain room in your house. It could be, and the thing about it is, that secret place can be whatever it is to you. It's in you. It's in you. The secret place is in you, but it is manifest wherever you want it, wherever you access wherever you desire to be. Because, you know, I might go to my closet, that might be a comfortable place for me to access his presence and abide in it, and abide in his presence in my closet. I've had to learn how to access his presence, like in the living room with all the kids sometimes, because I might still need to be there as far as in their presence, but then I may need to get into his presence while I'm at the table. And, you know, and sometimes we have to learn. We don't want to handicap ourselves, I should say, to where only time you can get in his presence only if you are in your closet. See, this is, we end up crippling ourselves because, you know, at a time when you need to get in his presence because you're not in the closet, because your mind is set in the closet, you can't get in. And this now just hurts us because now we should be able to get in his presence wherever we are because, remember, the kingdom of God is inside of you. So where you need to go is on the inside of you. And that should be anywhere. If you just have your quiet spot in the bathroom stall, if you have to go there, if you're at work, you just need to kind of get away for a second to get plugged into God and really just,
you know, get into his presence really quick before you rush out on somebody, you know, you might have to go into a closet for a second. I mean, to the stall, just take a moment. Take a minute. Okay, Lord, I need to access. I need to get into your presence right now. Because if I don't get in your presence right now, it's not going to be good for anybody on this job, including myself. So so that's why you have to be flexible when it comes to that and not allow the enemy to get you so unraveled to where you can't function and you can't consciously make a decision and say, you know what, I need to go somewhere where I can get in this presence. I need help right now. And so that's why we have to kind of make sure that we do whatever is necessary for us to get in this presence. Okay, this part that says, he shall, the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So when you remember, think about him, you being in that closet. His presence comes in. His presence is all over you. And that's a beautiful thing, because when you are overshadowed by his presence, he just come in. It's a beautiful thing. So, I mean, I look forward to when I go into his presence to be overshadowed by his presence, just to his presence to fall on me afresh. And I just need that contact with him, because no matter what I'm going through, different times I was coming from work or whatever the case may be, and they've had a day that was very frustrating, very overwhelming. And only thing I know is, you know what, if I can just get home to get in my presence, I mean, get into my closet right now, I know everything will be all right. And not saying I couldn't do part of it in my vehicle, but it's a thing. The thing is about having a stationary place is because I can really concentrate and be in his presence when I'm in my closet. I can only go by so far when I'm behind the wheel. There's only wisdom to tell you that. We only can go by so far when we're behind the wheel. But there's something about actually getting into that closet and actually getting inside there, shut everything down, cut down all the voices, and say, Lord, I need to hear from you. You minister to him as he ministered to you, and you come out refreshed. Now you can proceed on with your evening or to your day. Amen. So sometimes we just really have to make sure we get that time in with him. Glory to God. So as we go a little further, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. A refuge is a place that someone goes to hide and just to get away. So his presence is a refuge for me. His presence is a place where I can get some fresh air. His presence is a place where I can go in and calm down and just kind of get my head together. His presence is a neutralizing place that brings me back into focus. When everything's got me wired all across the place, I can get into his presence, and it brings me back into focus. And he said he's in my fortress. There's something about a fortress that not everybody can get through a fortress or get through a fortress. Your fortress is protection. Through this relationship with him, you have that protection as well. There are certain dangers that you deal with throughout the day. Matter of fact, there are certain dangers that you don't even see or even know anything about that was assigned to you, but because of a relationship with God, that relationship with God protected you, saved you, covered you from going through some things that were sent out to you. So God is through a relationship with him. He works on our behalf even beyond what we can see. That's an awesome thing about relationship. So, amen, he says, my fortress, in him will I trust. See, I know my trust, my hope, my life, everything comes through God. It's not by my own strength nor by my own might. Glory to God. So as we continue to trust him, we know that he's going to come through.
When you think about the Lord being a refuge, you know, it's a place of shelter. And in that relationship with God, that place of shelter is protected. When we have hurricane, if you live in the low country area of the United States on the East Coast, the lower part of the low country area, we have a lot of hurricanes that come to this area. And when you need a refuge, you need a place that protects you from the wind, the storm, the rains, anything. And so in that relationship, your refuge is there, a fortress, a place that cannot be moved. When I hear the word fortress, the first place that I think of are places like Fort Sumter. Those are places where the Civil War started. You know, it still stands today. There are parts of that fort that's still present. In fact, if you go to visit that particular fort, you'll still see the very shells that were shot embedded into the walls of the fort. So even though something was shot to it and it got through the wall, it never penetrated completely to get to the soldiers. And so a fortress, a refuge is a fortress. In your relationship with God, it keeps you safe from the hands of the enemy. Every dart that is flown, every trial, every tribulation that comes, you're safe, you're protected, your needs are met. And when you go to a refuge shelter, there's food there. Outside of the shelter, there's no electricity, there's no food, there's no water, things are contaminated. At the shelter, at the refuge shelter, there is food, there's water, there's electricity most of the time. Somehow they have generators or something going. There's comfort, there's warmth. The fortress is strong enough to withhold any attack, and that's why all the people would gather there. All the soldiers were there because it was strong enough to, you know, come for any kind of attack that hit. It was built so that it could take impact. So if God is all of this to us, why would we not continue to have a stable relationship with the Father? Why would you want to break that? Because when you're not in relationship with him, you're forfeiting Psalms 91.
Yeah.
You're giving up your right to have this. Because he says, when you dwell in his secret place, when you have that relationship with him, these things are granted to you.
Amen. That truly comes from a relationship. As you spend that time, you see yourself for, you know, you see where God is progressing you in your walk, and it also does too. It gives you a longevity. It gives you temperance, patience, all those things that the fruit of the Spirit manifests. A relationship with God helps you to really manifest those fruits, because in your connection with that connection with him, it helps you to really show forth what's inside of you through the Spirit of God. Because, you know, once again, you're having a stronger connection. So with that stronger connection, you will see more of God. You will see his presence in action in your life. You will see the love of God because of this connection. When a person is really connected with God, you see the fruit. You see the fruit. Their life bears fruit or even bears witness to the relationship. Let's look at it from, that's a positive way to look at it. Let's look at it from a negative way. If you start socializing with someone who has a bad attitude because of this relationship, now you begin to produce a bad attitude. So same way it works for good, it also can work for bad. Because of a good, bad connection, you begin to produce bad fruit of this, of this connection. So now here it is, we have to go back to the drawing board and make sure that, we make sure that our connections are pure and it's right to the right one that matters the most. So as we go a little further here, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. So see, once now we've seen where deliverance and protection comes in as we get to know him more. He says, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. Things that have been assigned or try to come against you and your walk and all kind of different challenges. You know, it can be a lot of different things, unforgiveness and, pain. All these things try to come to sever this tie and this relationship with you and God. And you got to make sure that you protect this walk. He said, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. So we see how he shall cover thee
with its feathers. It reminds you of an eagle. The protection that a mother eagle gives her baby, I won't say chicks, but baby eaglets, is crazy, because when only thing that can really get up to the eagle's nest, one of the few preys that can get to the eagle's nest is a snake. And that snake gets up into that eagle's nest, and that mother happens to see what's going on, you better believe he's about to be busted up. First of all, she's going to snatch him, take him up, fly him up high in the air, find a nice rock and drop him on it. I mean, that's not including if he don't have kill him with the talons, you know, going through him and while he's in the air. So it's you know, when you think about that kind of protection that God gives to us, when the enemy tries to come in and like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him. He'll bring resistance, and then he'll strengthen you as well. Sometimes he may strengthen you to endure whatever the challenge may be. He may strengthen you to it, to cause you to endure this fight. Because sometimes like the Hebrew boys, the Lord didn't deliver them out of the fire. He delivered them through the fire. He didn't take them out of the fire. They had to go through the fire. But he said, I'll be with you in the fire, in the flame. So because of that relationship, now that's what gave them the privilege. So that gave them the privilege to be there, because they had an established relationship before the fire. See, that's why we can't wait till we get into something, then we try to get right with God. We need to be right with God before we get in trouble. Then when we're in trouble, well, we don't have to worry, because God is there. And when you have a good established relationship with God, you won't worry. You won't fear. You won't walk all disarray. You won't get a bit out of shape. Because why? Because he is with you. When he is with you, it's priceless, because no matter what comes your way, you may not know if you're going to have to left to the left or the right. Only thing you know is that he's with you. So that's why it's very important to know where you stand with God. Be in that right place with God. Have an established walk with him. Keep it tight. Get stronger as the day goes by. And bottom line, you can't get too close to God. You can't. If Enoch got so close that he walked off this earth and didn't see death, well, obviously we got a long way to go. And we have, we have plenty to, we have time to where, we have to make up in our heart and mind that we're going to spend time with the Lord. It's going to take a made-up mind to pursue him. It's going to take a made-up mind to get into his presence. Because everything in the world can try to tell you that you can't. Everything can try to block you. But amen, amen. So he goes on further to say, okay, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that walk in darkness. See, there's some things that walk in the dark. Sometimes people have this fear of dark, the fear of dark, because, when they were a child, some experience happened while they were in the dark. And, I skipped one. Okay. He shall cover you with defense. Okay, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. But his truth shall be his shield and buckler. The truth protects you. And when you live a true life, or a true life of worship, a true life of praise, a true life of relationship with the Lord, it protects you from a lot of things. But some things may come. Because you have that kind of established relationship with him, it won't even harm you. It works as a shield and a buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the arrows, for the terror by night, nor the arrows that fly by day. All kinds of things come out of the dark sometimes. That's why you have to really, that's why we shouldn't fear darkness. You don't have to fear darkness. You don't have to fear what's going to be in there. Why? Because he's with us. He said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Well, we get attacks during the day sometimes as well. But the key to the matter is we stay connected with God. And we're going to make it. We're going to go through it. And now we go to verse 6.
nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor the destruction by that waste at noonday. So once again, it kind of back, kind of reiterate what we were just saying about, you know, different attacks and different things may come, you know, being prepared to hear. Now, I love this verse here. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. 1,000 may fall at thy side, 10,000 at the right hand. You know, you can imagine being surrounded by the enemy. He's trying everything, you know, every time you look around, he's always trying to do something, throwing stuff at you. Your mama got mad at you, cuss you out, sister got mad at you, cut you out, and everything happening. You know, just all kinds of tribulation. It might be a bunch of little things, but after a while, it gets so overwhelming. You know, and that's why his presence, that's what he's trying to let you know. When you have that good connection with him, that relationship, you know, when it comes to certain stuff, we make 1,000 ships for the side and 10,000 on the right hand. We can't see the forces that's always against us in the natural. But as we begin to see some things in the spirit, we become a target. And sometimes, you know, that's why it's good to make sure you know where you stand with God. Don't allow yourself to play in and out with God, trying to play in and out with the devil. Because really, you ain't going to play with God. God's like, okay, when you get serious, you find me. And so the enemy goes on to try and set you up for a fall. Okay, but it shall not come nigh to thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. He's going to cause you. He's going to cause you to see those who did you wrong. That's why vengeance is his, says the Lord. Not ours. We don't have to go around and try to take revenge on people. Far as, you know, taking revenge out on people when they did us wrong, we will go ahead and make it right ourselves. Now we begin to get into some bad territory. But amen. As we go a little further, only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You never know who's watching you. That's why, you know, the people are watching you as you go through, as you're being tested, and even as you grow in your relationship with God, they'll say, wow. And, you know, one time before last year, man, you've been throwing chairs all across the place because I did this one thing. But you do it, when you do it, it doesn't fall, it doesn't favor, it doesn't bother them now. Because why? When you get your relationship with God stronger, the more you're able to be immune to certain things. Like when someone like to try and nag you because they know they like to mash your button, and they know if they get you wrapped up enough, they're going to mash your button. Well, guess what? It can't do it by itself. So you be honest with God and just support your heart to him. And as you pour your heart out to him, he will strengthen you. And even, you know, he'll give you strength in this relationship. That no matter what tries to come to you, you will have enough strength to say no or resist the enemy. You know, amen. So we're going to go to verse 9. Well, 8. It says, only with thine eyes that thou hast beholden and see the reward of wicked. Verse 9, because thou hast known my, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There should no evil befall thee, nor should any plague come out of thy dwelling. Because, that's going to be verse 9 again, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Therefore, but there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. The enemy wants to try to attack you, try to come against you in all kinds of different ways. Some of you come through sickness, some coming through stress. You know, just being real with yourself about it will help you. You know, God, okay, I need patience in this area because it seems, you know, when things come up, I lose my patience. But in the meantime, know your patience will be tested while you wait. Patience.
The scripture says that we have, because we have made the Lord our habitation. This is not something that God makes you do. You have to choose to make God your habitation. This is a conscious decision. You know, when we're walking in relationship
sometimes there's a lot of distractions from getting in, you know, in the presence of the Lord. But you have to be determined to do it. Just like you are determined to breathe, you have to be determined understanding that your relationship with God is your spiritual lifeline. You know, your air is cut off, you can't breathe, you're not going to live. Well, it's the same thing with your relationship with God. It's spiritually your lifeline. And so you have to do it. You have to make yourself. And what happens is, after a while of just saying, I'm going to do this regardless what I feel like, what it looks like, what it seems like, I'm going to do this, then after a while, it's not a struggle. It doesn't seem like a chore, because your desire to do it will, to be closer, to get in prayer, to get in worship, to have fellowship, to strengthen and build your relationship with the Lord. What happens is that your spiritual man overrides your flesh, and you'll have a drawing, just an automatic drawing, and you'll want to. It's a disruption to you when you can't. You're uncomfortable if you can't get that time, if you can't build your relationship. You feel empty. You feel like something is wrong. You feel like you need a tune-up spiritually. And so you're safeguarded then by your spirit man overriding your flesh, opposed to your flesh overriding your spirit man. And it makes it easier because, see, the anointing is present, man. The anointing is there. And when the anointing comes, it makes everything easy. You know, when God anoints you to do something, it lifts the heavy burden. It destroys the yoke. And so the anointing of God causes whatever he needs you to do and want you to do to feel light, to feel easy. With the anointings upon you in your relationship with the Father, it's like lifting weights in a pool. You're weightless. You can lift probably 200 pounds in a pool easy, but if you step outside the pool, now you have gravity, more gravity in place, which makes you not weightless, and you have your personal weight and the weight. But when you're in a pool, that's how it is with the anointing of God. It lifts, or like you're out of space, you're weightless. And so you can hold things and carry things that you would normally not be able to when the anointing is present. And so building that relationship is going to cause the anointing around to be stronger on your life. And those things that would weigh you down and burden you down, you know, and distractions that would hinder you from building that relationship becomes obsolete. It's almost as if it doesn't exist when you are, you know, under that anointing. And so you have made him the Lord of the life. You've taken the opportunity. You've taken the time to say that this is going to be in my life no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does. I'm going to do this thing because I want to. When you study people, you find that most of the time, there are a lot of things that aren't in our personal control, but most of the time, we have control of a lot of things that happen in our life and a lot of things that we do, and we can decide to do many things, you know. So I'm a firm believer that most of the time, if people want to do something, they'll do it. It's just a matter of choice. And even if it takes them rearranging their whole day, rearranging their whole schedule, you know, most of the time people can do that. They can. When they don't, it's a choice most of the time. And I keep saying that because, like I said, there are some things that you can't control. But in our lives, for the most part, we have a lot of control. We just choose not to do things. And so when we're talking about making God the Lord of your life, making him, you know, that present, that ever-present person in your life, it's something that you have to do. God's not going to twist your arm. He's not like that. He's a God of order, and he has to have an invitation in order to function in your life.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for that. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 10, well, the next little verse down again, because of the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, because you choose to abide in him with him and his protection is covering, there shall no evil before thee, shall there any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Even when we look at, you know, how many years ago they had that scare called anthrax. People were so afraid to check their mailbox because they don't want to have, you know, such an anthrax on it. But, you know, bottom line, what the world try to pump into us is a bunch of fear. Amen. With a relationship, that fear is driven out. It's not welcome. And we have to know who's driving. Glory to God. You know, amen. And we even go a little further. He shall give his angels. Well, should there no evil before thee, neither should any plague come out of that dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Amen. So we stay connected with him. He's going to lead us in the way we need to go. When Moses was being, the children of Israel were being led by a fire at night and a pillar of a cloud by day, you know, that took a lot of faith to even receive that. You know, so that's why we have to understand that God wants us to, amen, to continue to prosper and grow. Amen. Do we have a caller? Amen. Do we have a question? Excuse me.
No, all is well, Apostle.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Okay, well, amen. Well, we almost finished. Just bear with us one more second, 2 minutes. Amen. This should bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash your foot against a stone. So, and thou shalt tread upon the lion adder, and the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou tread upon the feet. Amen. You know, when we have that relationship with God, he tells us we can tread upon serpents. Amen. A lot of times serpents represent witchcraft and everything, different, those demonic forces. And, you know, we have to be bold. But we can't be bold if we don't have a relationship with God. It's not, you know, when it comes down to really be effective in the kingdom, we have to be bold. And we have to be in right standing with God. Amen.
When Apostle said that, the very thing that I thought about was, if you've ever seen, like, a movie with, like, a group of people that are going against another group of people, and a person will walk up and say, well, me and my boys, we're going to do such and such. And they're just looking at him, and he turns around to realize that he's standing alone. Everybody that he brought with him scattered as soon as they saw what the other group of people had. And so he's there by himself. God is not like that. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to lead you into anything that he's not going to be there for you to combat against. You know, if he's leading you in a direction, in a way, he's going to be there. He's not going to be like how man would be and just leave you hanging by yourself. He's not going to leave you helpless. He's not going to leave you alone. You know, he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So in relationship, you won't stand there looking crazy because you don't have backing, because your boys that said they had your back really don't. God is not like that. He will always be there for you in relationship. He's not going to lead you into a place that he wouldn't. You know, going back to the three Hebrew boys, God knew that they were going to be in that situation before they were. Preparation had already been made. He knew he was going to walk through the fire, but they had to continue to stand and take the necessary steps. And when it was all said and done, they were able to walk through with the Father with them. He did not leave them hanging. He didn't leave them standing there by himself. Or better yet, he didn't allow them to be consumed in the fire, because they were in relationship with the Father. And he really had their back. He was really there for them. Even them making the statement saying, and even if he doesn't show up, we're still not going to bow, it was, I mean, that was something on their part, but God was always there all the time, and he was going to be there.
Amen. So that's why it's very important. When we, you know, talking about having, when we're talking about seeing the reflection of relationship, we got to make sure things are intact, that we're walking the right way. Amen. We want to make sure that we are in place for God to really begin to show himself strong in our lives. So, you know, God, when he begins to work on us doing this relationship, that's why certain things, when you truly have a relationship with God, you can't get away with everything.
You can't get away with cussing out the deacon or, doing stuff or saying stuff. Okay, you ain't got to even say a cuss. But the fact of the matter is, you're not going to get away. Yeah, it's not going to happen because if you love him the way you say you do, that love is not going to let you do that. You know, and even if you do something, he's going to see you right back to correct and get it right. That's a man. That's another advantage of having a relationship, a strong relationship with God, because you give him liberty to correct you, to shepherd you, to guide you. See, without a relationship, okay, let me say it like this, layman's terms. Without a father, you're a master. There's no connection. So here it is, when we are connected with God and we allow him to lead us in the way we should go, he allows us to minister to us. Now we are allowing our father to be involved in our life. If a father is not involved in that child's life, then they're fatherless. But God said not so. He wants to be able to go forth and do what he has to do. Amen. All right. And they should bear thee up in thy hands. They should bear thee up in thy hands, unless thou shalt dash the foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and adder, the young lion and dragon shall thou tremble on the feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver thee. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Amen. Because he has set his love upon me. Because he put his love where it needed to be on me. Therefore, will I deliver him. In other words, the God's going to say, because you made your mind up and your decision to serve him, to live for him, to do what he has to do, that's why he had to go forth and embrace some things in the past, because the enemy, think that he got some more in you, but he really don't. God loves you just that much. He's going to send the right help to you. Amen. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. See, he didn't say he's going to just watch you go down. No, he's going to deliver you. He's going to bring you out. He's going to set you free. And he said, I will set him on high because he has known my name. See, because you have known his name, because there's a knowing, there's an intimacy there, he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Amen. Thou shalt call upon me, and I will answer him. You should call, he said, you should call upon me, and I will answer him. So some of you don't think you get an answer from God. Some of you, as God speaking, you thinking, man, God ain't going to answer me. Well, I guess not. If you're saying it like that, he's not. But if you say it with expectation and belief what you're saying, then that give God plenty of rounds in the room to get this thing done. Amen. And he said he should call upon me and I will answer him. You know, sometimes some people, when you call them, they don't want to talk, so they just let go to voicemail. None of us do that in our language. But we have to keep that in mind. You know, when God called, whenever we call him, he's there for us. Now, when he called, will you be there for him? Yeah, we have to make sure that we're there to answer the call. Don't look at the call out of these, oh, that's God, I ain't going to answer that. No. We need to make sure we answer the call. That number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. And press 1 to be in the question box. Amen. Glory to God. And the last two verses, we will finish it up. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Amen. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory to God. So when you call him, he's going to answer with the relationship. So, amen. Don't think that God just wants you to just say you love him and that's it. God knows. God wants you to show him how much you love him. Follow him. Spend time with him. Glory to God. Amen. We finished right there. We're going to stop right there for tonight. Amen. Amen. We just welcome you to call. Please call any questions or the comments. Amen. The number is once again 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. And you can press the Q1, number one question for the question mark. Amen. Glory to God. And if there's anyone who, yeah, please don't be nervous. Amen. You come on and call us. You can actually call in. Amen. Just ask a question. Just say hello. Say hello. Whatever it gets to be. We're here. And also too, just want to take this moment while you just you making a decision to call in. Amen. If there's anyone right now who doesn't know the Lord, you know, we encourage you truly to get connected with Him. Open your heart to receive Him. Amen. You know, and just also just want to encourage you too that if you want a true connection with God, you want a real walk with Him, and you know, you feel like, you know what, one time I was close with Him and I lost contact and I got off track, you know, you don't worry, you can be reconnected with God again. So I'm going to just give you a prayer to pray, amen, just going to help you with both of those areas. If you need to be connected with Him, say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. I'm a sinner. Lord, I want to receive You as my Lord and Savior. I renounce my sin. I renounce the wicked ways. I need You. I need Your way. Lord, I accept You. I accept Your Lord. I accept Your Son Jesus as my Lord, the Lord of my life. And also, I believe that He died and rose for me on the third. He died on the cross, rose for me on the third day. And I accept Him as my Lord and Savior. And today I'm saved. Something simple. It is real simple. It's nothing hard to it, but it takes a heart to want to receive Him, and also it takes a mind to be made up. And if there's anyone who has fallen away, I want you to repeat after me, Lord, forgive me for going astray. I repent, Lord, I turn from my wicked ways. I make a choice to be connected to You again. Jesus, sit on the throne of my heart, come upon me, come in me, give me guidance, lead me. I can't do it by myself. And I receive Your love, and I am restored back to You once again. Amen. And we pray that the Lord has blessed you with His word tonight through my relationship with God, that He loves you just that much. He gave His Son Jesus to die for you. So praise God for you to have a chance to have a relationship with Him. So we praise God for that. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And you can call anytime, you know, call in. If you want to answer to any of those invitations, then the number is, once again, 347-945-5416. Amen. And the queue, the box, you can hit 1 and be in the queue box. And please, give us some feedback. Let us know if you prayed one of those prayers or some prayers there and you've gotten the results of being reconnected or getting connected, period, with God. We want to hear the good news about how God moves in your life. We want to hear how God's blessed you through the teaching. Glory to God. We want to make sure that you are getting exactly what God wants you to get. Amen. So feel free to definitely call and respond in. Amen. If there's no response, glory to God. We thank God for each and every one of you this week. And we just praise God that we'll see each other again on next week. And once again, we give you our church number. Glory to God. If you ever need to reach us, the number is 843-271-1006. Our church line number is on Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As well, that's our Impact Bible Study night, and we start the Sunday worship service at 5 o'clock. That number is to call is 843-619-0410, 843-619-0410. There's no code. Just call right on in. Listen to the service. Be blessed. Amen. And I think that's about it for that. So, glory to God. We just want to definitely invite you to come in, fellowship with us. Call, you know, Eagles Wings International Ministries. That's the number for us over there. The number is, once again, 843-619-0410. Amen. So, well, praise God. We thank you, bid you farewell for tonight, and we thank you for just listening tonight, for receiving from the Word of God, and we encourage you to have an awesome week. serve somebody, tell somebody you love Jesus, you know, it's for real, and share the good news with them. Don't hold back. Lord God, be that witness on this week. Be the one that makes a difference. Amen. Well, God bless you. Eagles mount up. Eagles take flight. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.
Relationship with him. You know, he said casting our cares unto him because he cared for us. A lot of times we carry these burdens when it wasn't meant for us to be carrying them.
Just wonderful when God places a shepherd in your midst that does what Jesus does.
Everything wants to be built up in our life. Everything has a voice. You know, sometimes we can have so many voices speaking into our ears, and we just need to get to the voice that matters the most, the Lord's voice.
Because he doesn't give us one or two or three. He gives us so many chances because he's a faithful God. You know, we mess up a lot as Christians. Sometimes it's things that we know, and then sometimes it's things that we're doing that we just don't know.
Any which way he can try and get you away from God, he's always trying to do that, always trying to pull you away.
Eagles in Flight Hour with the Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. From Eagles Wings International Ministries.